Welcome back to my podcast channel, where we are learning leadership together and resting in God's promise that He doesn't call the qualified, He qualifies the called. I am Kim Touchton, Ambassador Diamond with It Works Global.
If I told you my story, you would hear hope.
We say a lot of the time that you can't motivate people, you can only inspire them. And that is so true, 100%. We've talked about it on this podcast channel before. But I want to talk about a new term with you that I recently, I knew what this was, I just didn't realize it had a term. but it's called vision casting. Vision casting is something that Bill Hybels talks a lot about, and he is the head pastor at Willow Creek Community Church that does Global Leadership Summit, which you've heard me talk about on here before. And he talks about vision casting, and the way that he explains it is getting people to move from here to there with you. And the way that you do that is making a case, almost like a lawyer would, making a case for why staying where they're at or why your team staying where it's at right now is unacceptable. And you list out all the reasons. And this is part of the vision casting that we're talking about for your team. So you're not motivating them, but you are inspiring them by helping them dream and showing them what's possible. So you can do this individually. You know, you can one-on-one talk to your up-and-coming leaders, talk to maybe some distributors that have been struggling lately, or you know, your whole team. You could do this on your team page. Get people to talk about where they're at right now and where they want to be. And you know, visualizing this, and Denise Walsh talks about visualization a lot, you know, visualizing your ideal day. And, you know, I've talked about on my team page, you know, visualize what freedom looks like because it's different for everyone. What does freedom look like? And then I've even had people visualize themselves as ambassador on stage. But again, all of that goes back to vision casting. Why is staying where we are and doing what we've always done and not going all in with It Works, why is that not acceptable? You know, and as leaders, we know it's because there's so much possible. There is so much more. There are so many options with It Works. And if we can get them to see that, if we can just help them dream or dream again, you know, some leaders in this company or some distributors who've been in a while, you know, let's say this is their second or even third year and things are just slow and you know, they haven't hit that boom yet. That doesn't mean that they won't. It just means it wasn't their time or something needs to switch in their mind. And you can help them with that. You know, you can walk them through and help them see the vision of what's possible. So this vision casting idea, that's something that you can do with your teams right now as we go into Dream Board Week. You know, Cammy and I talked about this on our Zoom the other day that we did with the Diamonds and Up. And this is what we're talking about. You know, maybe with some personality colors, this would mean taking them into high-end stores that they can't shop in yet. And, you know, dreaming about what they would buy with their very first triple check. You know, or something they would splurge on one day when they have extra cash. You know, a couple of my leaders and I, we talked about how what would speak to them would be going around Homerama is what it's called here, but like Parade of Homes, you know, going around and taking a tour of homes and dreaming about their forever home, their dream home one day that they would move into. Things like that might speak to different personality colors more than other things, but all of it helps you as the leader make the case for why staying where we're at now is unacceptable and why we need to dream big, take the steps and move forward in our business because there's so much possible and they can hit every one of those dreams. So I go back to, remember, you can't motivate them, but you can inspire them by teaching them how to dream again. So this is something I'm going to be working on with my team as we go into Dream Board Week, you know, doing this vision casting, moving people from here to there and really making my case for why us as a team, you know, we're better together. Why us as a team, let's not stay here with just, you know, a few rubies and a few diamonds. Let's have a team full of triples. Let's have a team full of presidentials and ambassadors. And what would that do for our team as a whole? And talk about, you know, what that would look like and what it would do for reaching even more people in the world. And that's all part of vision casting. So I hope that's a good idea for you. And as we go into Dream Board Week, I hope you are dreaming big. don't settle, guys. Dream really, really big, because 2017, remember, it's going to blow all of our minds.
Thanks for joining me today. And don't forget, I'm here every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday with a new podcast talking about leadership and reminding you that you don't have to be qualified, just called. See you next time.